Jurgen Klopp watches his flock at the top this Christmas. Is Big Sam a wise enough man for West Brom? And is Mikel Arteta a little donkey on a dusty road? This is in airplane repair.
That's good. I like the last one.
That's the most effort you've put into this program, isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you. You were listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited, and unbelievably festive football podcast anywhere in tiers 2, 3, or 4 this Christmas. Joining me today to discuss the
is there a more festive one in unfestive in Cornwall then, or something?
Cornwall's going to tier 2.
Ah, oh, I see.
Who's in tier 3? I don't think any of us are in tier 3.
The North, a bunch of it is, right?
Leicester.
Oh, we're not in, none of us.
Yeah. But he's saying there isn't, even if you went to tier 3, still not going to find.
Yeah, that's right. Joining me today to discuss the festive season and the football within the festive season, he's wrapping Christmas presents at the moment. His presence on the pod.
It's Santa Claus.
It's a Christmas present to us all. Statistician Otto_Wolf, welcome.
Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Thanks. Yeah, happy to be here.
I haven't got anything Christmassy to say about Luke, but he is here on the pod. he's played the game at the highest level. Luke Stamper.
Not Christ.
Hi. Yeah, cheers.
And our fan off the road, watching football at home, driving home for Christmas. It's at the J Doggy Dog.
Yay! Good to be here.
I'm told that Jasper Kawaja, psychology expert, is on his way to the pod. Who knows when he will arrive? Let's get started with Palace 0, Liverpool 7. Johnny, does this mean Liverpool are now favourites to win the league?
Yeah, I think I would say so. I mean, because they just destroyed them, really, didn't they? And they're now quite comfortably ahead in terms of points as well. And so, they still don't have Van Dijk and Gomez back, and yet they're pretty solid. Yeah.
Did you see that they were so good defensively that Joe Matip got into Garth Crooks' team of the week despite not actually playing against?
Well, that says it all.
Against Spurs.
Yeah, but he's in his like description. He was like he had some really like strong moments against Spurs.
And he was really good against
Crystal Palace. Yeah.
Luke, no Van Dijk. They've actually been better since they have not got Van Dijk. As someone who's played the game at the highest level, do you find when your best player leaves, you as a team get better?
No, not normally, no. Well, I'm quite used to our best players leaving year after year with like a uni-related team. And, well, maybe it's bad if several... Well, yeah, no, it's a bit surprising. Because actually, never mind.
Oh, go on.
No, well, because I was actually gonna make a stupid comment about this. You introduced it in a sensible way, so I couldn't really make my stupid comment. You'd already
just make the comment anyway, Luke. That's what we do.
A bit of a long story, but my housemate who was listening to our podcast, we have a fan. Maybe I don't know.
No way, tweet us.
Yeah. Wow, what's his name?
Jimmy Moran.
Shout out Jimmy Moran.
Yeah. He was saying, because he was listening to our podcast the other time, and he messaged me being like, you haven't done one in ages. The last one was when Liverpool had just
you're right,
7-2.
Jimmy Moran.
So then I was going to be like, wow, now this next one, they've just won 7-0. So maybe Van Dijk's a fraud. That's what I was going to say. But, you know, you brought it up in a different context.
I see.
I think you could have shoehorned that into your response. Yeah.
If you had the right level of wit, that could have still been a humdinger.
Or if you just had the Jermaine genius levels of like confidence, then you could have just done it.
is it? Yeah, that leads on to my question, really. I pop it to you, Otto underscore Wolf. It's basically like, what is going on in the world? I mean, like, you can lose 7-2 and then win 7-0. I mean, does that mean there's a wider issue in the universe?
Well, football is a crazy game, and it's a long old season, and the table never lies. So if we kind of take together those truths that we behold, self-evident, yeah, then I think we can really start to piece together some interesting findings from the juxtaposition between the 7-2 and the 7-0. Maybe I would pass over to Luke here about how we can like create a new theory to add to these like truths that we do find self-evident, as were, you know, already mentioned.
What the
fuck? I don't think you said anything at all, man.
I was going to wonder what's the biggest like defeat and win recorded by the same team in a single season, I wonder.
Oh, that's such a good question.
What the biggest like gap in goals is between them.
You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. What is the biggest, whatever Luke just said? You can tweet us.
I was thinking, the reason why I kind of had nothing to say was because I kind of had a response to Luke's question that he didn't answer, so I just didn't answer my question.
Okay, you go.
And I was going to say that from my experience of playing for teams, I've never been in the number one team at any level which I've played at. So what that means is that inevitably, well, since I was about 14, but inevitably, every time there's a really good player, they obviously move up to the higher team. And so I've had a lot of experience of losing your best players because that just happens season on season. And you do find, you know, you have a player and you feel like he's a linchpin of your team, and then certain players manage to step up. And I don't really feel like that's necessarily happened in Liverpool's defence, because I haven't felt like Matip and Gomez and stuff have been rock solid. But maybe people like Fabinho and stuff have like moved in and started doing a bit more of a shift in midfield to like compensate for like losing Van Dijk. But it also might just be Klopp is a good enough manager to understand he has to change things slightly when you lose someone like Van Dijk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the 7-0 felt weird because it was like, I don't know how many shots they actually had, but it was it wasn't that many, was it? They were just all bangers.
I don't think you need to read too much into the Crystal Palace one, because Crystal Palace is definitely the type of team to... Crystal Palace will kind of... get their heads down. Players like Zaha and stuff will just stop giving a shit, and then you're just kind of done, aren't you?
And I think that's probably having no fans, that's probably the explanation for the 7-2, 7-0. Because I feel like an audience wouldn't let their team carry on conceding, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds...
I'm sure there have been bigger defeats with fans.
Well, I mean, but not that this many.
This has been a season of very high... goal scoring.
Yeah,
and I think fans something to do with
it. Almost sounds like a psychology expert might be.
It'd be really useful to have someone with some psychological insight
to answer that question. Oh, it just so happens that Jasper Kawaja, psychology expert, has tuned in to the pod as we speak. Welcome.
Our moment of need.
Feliz Navidad to you.
Feliz Navidad. What do you need?
Well, basically, the question is, what is going on? Johnny, can you ask the question? What was it?
Wow. Why have there been so many goals?
Does the crowd have something to do with it?
Would be the simple one.
Is it? Okay, I reckon, yeah, a combination of factors. I think the crowd has something to do with it. I think the lack of pre-season probably has something to do with it. I think some...
You feel that all season.
Yeah, you feel it all season. I agree with the stats expert on that one, yeah. but I think the crowd is probably the biggest one.
What about the cramped schedule?
With way more penalties.
Cramped schedule, penalties, the handballs and all that.
If I'm taking evidence from, you know, us playing football in the park, once you start to get a bit tired, you've still got energy to attack when the ball gets to your feet. Ball in front of you, you know, you're still going to be running. But as soon as you lose that ball and everyone boots it back up the field, you're not running back and tracking back. So this crowd schedule,
That's some solid evidence right there.
Quick fire question, Jasper. What was your favourite goal of the 7-0, if you saw them?
Favourite goal of the 7-0? The 7-0 was the other day.
Against Palace, yeah.
Did I see them? I saw the start of the game. I saw the first half, in fact. And I thought Palace should have been winning.
That was his favourite goal.
So I only saw the first... No, I didn't see all the first half. I saw the first two goals. So it would have to be the Mane goal. Uh-huh. Where he like toe pokes it after a nice little Cruyff turn. Yeah, okay. That was my favourite.
Okay.
Salah had a banger. I think it has to be that one, right?
My favourite...
That was more of a legit banger.
Firmino's goal.
Where he finished it very casually.
But like it was all about the touch, though.
Yeah, almost like touch. He wasn't taking a shot, and then suddenly it had gone in. Mm. I like that one.
Let's move on from the best manager in the league to potentially the worst manager in the league in Mikel Arteta. 15th in the league, no wins in 7 or 8 games. Only 2 teams have lost more than Arsenal this season, and Alan Shearer says he's not sure that Arsenal will stay up. Luke, are you sure that Arsenal will stay up?
Surely they've got to stay up.
Yeah.
You know, I think you have to not even really have good players to go down. Do they actually have good players though? That's the other question. Because what is Xhaka playing about? And, I don't know. They'll stay up. They're not going to get relegated.
I think genuinely you can't get something like Leeds nowadays. It just doesn't happen. The teams are just like too big to fail that dramatically. If they're really looking like they're going to go down in January, it's worth it for them to spend like silly amounts of money to stay in the Prem.
Jasper, would you sack him?
No. I don't think any other manager can save them right now. Really,
no one can save them.
I'd save them in terms of, I don't think anyone can get them really competing. I think they've been badly managed probably for quite a few years now, ever since Wenger. You could argue the final years of Wenger weren't particularly good either. They do have quite a lot of players that are good, but they're not playing well. Although it's weird, isn't it? Because they did have a boost under Arteta when he first came in. They won the FA Cup, didn't they?
Yeah.
And the Community Shield,
yeah.
They like beat Liverpool, didn't they?
On penalties.
And City as well, I think. Towards the end, they were doing really well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, statistically, they were always really bad. When you looked at their expected goals and shit, and now their statistical things are coming home to roost.
But then Arteta seems to think that statistically they're dominating games.
Yeah, it's just not true.
Yeah. But what statistics is he choosing?
He's doing like the David Moyes statistics, you know, where they had like 70 crosses against Fulham one season, one game, that kind of thing.
Oh, I watched that cross highlights from that game. I think
the amazing
thing is, it's like 2-2 and both of their goals didn't even come from crosses.
It's because we had a 6'6" defender at that time and he was just literally just heading every single thing away.
So do they just sign Peter Crouch back from retirement?
Andy Carroll,
go with the crosses.
Where do we stand on the whole Patrice Evra telling the story about Thierry Henry and Xhaka? Have you heard about this?
No.
Oh, yeah.
So Patrice Evra was on Sky Sports and he said, I'll tell you, they were talking about Xhaka. And Patrice Evra said, I'll tell you a story. I went to Thierry's house to watch the game. And as soon as Thierry saw the players coming out on the pitch, he said, oh, Xhaka's leading them out as captain. And he turned the TV off. And the presenter was like, obviously, I don't think Thierry is there here to verify whether that story is true or not. But Evra was obviously having none of it. Has he crossed the line there, Patrice Evra?
Has Henri reacted to this?
He's silence.
Silence. I wonder what they did after he'd gone over to watch the game and then he just turned his head off.
They said, we just talked. We had a good time. We talked about football.
to footballers, I wonder what footballers do after they retire. Do they just talk about like oh, that game and that game and that game kind of thing.
Quite a lot of them have said that they don't particularly like watching football. A lot of them have said that. So
remember, it might be Ben, true. Benu Asin Lakota.
For a reason. Looking for a reason not to watch.
He only watches it to see who the captain is, and then that's it.
I think Evra has definitely crossed a line in terms of like the implicit confidentiality that you hold when you have a common friend. And I think you should really consider what that means to, you know, just like exploit a friend's comments that are made in confidence.
So does he need to apologise to Henri? Apologise to Xhaka?
Yeah, I think he's let Arsenal down. He's let Henri down. But most of all, he's let himself down.
So apologise to himself.
you got to. I don't know. Imagine if you're just Xhaka sitting at home watching the old Sky Sports.
Oh, but Xhaka regularly gets insulted by Gary Neville. every single commentator insults him, so it's probably quite useful.
Are you also enjoying the mini drama of Ozil on Twitter?
Oh,
I'm assuming Instagram, but I don't have Instagram. Like, constantly trying to like be like, I love Arsenal, get me back. I'm so sad when I see them lose. It's so weird. It's like a little like sub drama going on with all of this.
So is he taking the piss?
No, I don't know. I think he's trying to like make everyone like him again because everyone hated him after he did some stuff to do with Erdogan and stuff like that, and refused to take a pay cut during COVID.
No, but
everyone started to hate him.
I've heard some conspiracy theories though that the reason Arsenal aren't playing him is because the comments he's made about China and their
that's what I heard as well. Record,
and then
really
Chinese TV stopped showing Arsenal, and then he got dropped, and now they're being shown again.
But surely, when they're doing this badly, they'd rather do better in the league with... Well, I don't know.
It's all about making that cash dollar, Johnny.
Talk briefly about Everton. Jasper, does this show that it's actually better to get an experienced manager in who actually knows what he's doing rather than to opt for, like, you know, an emotional inexperience?
Well, Ancelotti has been a top manager for a long time. So
top manager.
I think that was just top. Quite a few Champions Leagues. So I think that was a top signing from Everton. In terms of it's working ish for Chelsea, isn't it? The Lampard, obviously. Other clubs, it's worked. I don't necessarily think it's Arteta's fault. This whole Arsenal shambles. Would it have happened if they had Ancelotti? Maybe not. But he wasn't available, was he? Or was he?
You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Was he available? Luke, Alex Iwobi reborn. Can they win the league?
By Everton.
Yeah. I just read what's in front of me.
They are doing pretty well, aren't they, actually? I mean, I guess they could win the league. It's not outside the realms of possibility. But so there's probably a couple of teams, or I guess Liverpool, probably even City still more likely than them. In fact, not even, like Liverpool, Man City and stuff, definitely more likely than Everton.
Top four?
Also very hard because there's a lot of teams now. It's getting a bit unmanageable, to be honest.
Still 22.
I forgot to say, when we were talking about Arsenal...
Luke, you need to be more committed with your answer.
Otto, do you know you actually predicted Arsenal to come second this year?
Yeah.
I predicted Everton like relegation battle, I think, as well. So.
Johnny, you put Everton in 13th.
Yeah.
So
that can still happen. Richarlison dies or something.
You see what I did.
Richarlison's not even in the bedroom.
Well, they've done a lot better since he's come back, though, because they had a bit of a wobble.
You put Everton as 12th.
Yeah, climbing up the table.
Let's move on to Manchester United 6, Leeds 2. Luke, you're a Man United fan. Does this mean Scott McTominay's finally come of age? 2 goals in the first 3 minutes. The first player to ever do that.
Yeah, he looked. They were really good goals as well. They were like the first goal, great strike. The second goal, he looked like some sort of prime Fernando Torres or something when he picked up the ball. But I think he's been like pretty good for a while, hasn't he? You know, I mean, I don't think we're about to see him start smashing in a goal a game or anything. But he always has moments where he looks like, oh, he's actually a pretty decent player, and not just sort of some lump that they play in defensive midfield.
Okay. I feel like that game really suffered from a lack of fans. It would have been amazing with the fans.
I see what you mean. I thought you were saying like the content of the game.
Well, I think also that. I feel like it was
6-2.
I know, but it was at whatever it's Ellen. What's it called?
Ellen.
Yeah,
it was at Old Trafford.
It was at Old Trafford.
Yeah, it wasn't,
is it? Yeah. I think so, yeah.
You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits.
I might have to tweet him for that.
It was at Old Trafford.
99% sure it was at Old Trafford.
Yeah, so. You're 99% sure?
Yeah.
You're right, Jasper. But it would have been good atmosphere, you know? And it would have been everyone would have been like shouting. And these Man United players are a bit, they're a bit suspect when it comes to the mentality side of it.
Otto, you're a bit of a Bielsa fan. Bielsa getting quite a lot of stick, you know. Has the Bielsa bubble burst? You know, does this show he's flawed?
Is he getting stick? I think he's still getting pretty widely praised.
He's getting a lot of stick for not, like, well, conceding six, I guess. And not recognising the man marking wasn't working, but just sticking with it.
Yeah, then that's his thing. But he's still, like, doing very well.
But the thing is, it's like, have people now worked it out? Because you just... Like, Bruno was just dragging the England guy.
Phillips.
Yeah, just dragging him out of position, and then you've got a 3-on-3 every time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is.
I suppose we'll see.
Jasper, does this show that it's actually better to get an inexperienced manager in? Ole, you know, than your experienced manager?
See what you're doing there. You're asking me the opposite question to one you did a few minutes ago. I'm going to sit on the fence as I did before and say it's going to be different in every circumstance. So I still wouldn't say it's working for Man United because they haven't actually been that good, have they? It's just no one's actually been that good, which makes them look better than they have been. But they got thumped by Leipzig, didn't they? Although they did thump Leipzig as well.
Yeah, that Champions
I think that
League
sums it up.
Whole thing was a set. See, the thing is, it was a very hard group, but then they did really well, and then somehow they lost to Istanbul the first time. And then you'd think, like, oh, that's the problem. You could get away with losing to PSG and Leipzig once. But also the way they lost to Leipzig the second time was bad, like the way they conceded the goals. It was like they played five at the back and didn't look like they had ever played five at the back before.
So in the Champions League, did Man United in their group beat all the teams once and lose to them once?
Yeah.
That must be really unusual. I wonder if a club's ever done that before. Stats man?
Yeah, club has done that before.
It feels like they're quite a chaos, like they kind of thrive on chaos, like they're not really, I don't know, like, you know when they lost to Spurs, who were quite well organised? I think if they're in a crazy game, they seem to do all right, but if they actually have to think and be well organised, I don't know if they're a good side.
Yeah, I agree. I think there are certain goals, like the goal, the really sexy goal where Pogba did the like Zidane spin, and then like did like, I don't know, it wasn't actually against Leeds, but like the goals where they have not that much time and it is just like a very quick passing move. With like not too much space is when they do the, when they seem to be playing the best football.
I don't know if it might be time to go to a quiz soon.
Have you, spoken about Sheffield United yet?
I've got them. They are on the list of things to talk about.
yes.
We could talk briefly about. I was going to say Southampton 0, Man City 1.
Southampton are a good team to talk about.
A very un-Pep-like performance I've written here.
It's been quite a lot of un-Pep-like performances from them recently. They just park the bus, don't they, City, these days? Two defensive midfielders. Boring City.
This the revival of John Stones there. It's nice to see.
Yeah, it's true.
It's nice to see.
We'd love to see it. Just in time for the Euros.
Exactly. With Gomez out.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I really don't rate Mahrez that much, so I forget that he's not very good out there.
He's too lightweight, I find.
And I don't get it. But then he does keep scoring goals and assisting.
He does score a lot.
Yeah.
And he just comes on in the last 20 minutes and has a few chances normally.
We probably need to say something about Southampton being good.
I think we can take credit for Southampton being good.
Austrian Klopp.
Because Austrian Klopp, yeah, we knew this was going to happen. Yeah.
Well, let's refer to what you predicted, where you predicted Southampton to finish.
No. Let's not refer to that. Let's refer to what we said.
You went for 15th. Jasper went for 10th. Luke, you went for 11th. And Johnny went for 8th.
Johnny wins. I'll take it. Well, you always Yeah, hedge your bets on different forms of Klopp. I think that's.
What happened to the German, like, mini Klopp?
The German Klopp.
Wagner. That was he was at Huddersfield, wasn't he?
Oh, I didn't go.
And then he went to Schalke, and they had like their worst start to a season ever, and then he got sacked.
Oh yeah.
But they are very. The press is pretty good. It's actually more OG Klopp than Klopp is these days, I reckon.
Oh yeah, I think Klopp. These days is the Gegen press doesn't
change. It's changed, man.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, he's the German Hasenhüttl.
Hasenhüttl is getting there. He's changing it as well.
Although Danny Ings out again.
Yeah,
you got to feel for him. You have to feel for Danny Ings.
As long as they got James Ward-Prowse.
I know. He'll
get a couple goals.
I think I was talking to my brother about this. Danny Ings. If he wasn't injured, he would be like a 20-goal a season player. Like, he'd be really good.
Yeah.
I don't know, there are a lot of players like that, though.
But they're just injured all the time.
Also, genuinely, we have Jamie Vardy has been doing that for quite a few years now.
Yeah.
He is very good.
Is it, Jasper, as someone who's been injured a lot in your career, is it Danny Ings' fault that he's getting injured?
It's hard. What do his injuries tend to be?
Knee.
I'd say not his fault. I think sometimes you just, the body's not made to play the game at the highest level.
Wow.
I suffered what? And Danny Ings is also suffering.
What kind of injuries would be person's fault?
It's a good question. I think sometimes if you, from some of my sources close to training ground, say some players don't put in the rehab after an injury, which means they don't get the strength and fitness back, which means they're more prone. So I'd say that's going to be more muscular injuries. It's hard to say because also it can be then linked, but you really have to put that work in, and something not all players do, I think. See. Especially if they're not used to it and then they get one and then it keeps happening, I think.
So you have to make sure you're actually putting in the time to recover.
Yeah, and that's also down to clubs. And what lower clubs struggle with is, or maybe someone like Ings, you get pushed back quicker because I think there's a big gap between managers and like the sports scientists, physios at clubs, where managers really try and push players back in.
Did you see that clip of Arteta forcing Thomas Partey back onto the pitch when he was injured, and then he just like pulled up immediately again?
Oh no, I haven't seen that clip.
Really bad.
I think I saw it live, not even just a clip. Whoa. And I was like, "Ooh, that's a bit. What's he doing there?" And then they scored.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, but isn't there also thing of players pretending they're fully fixed, they want to play, so then it's like you're going off. It's a hard job, I'd imagine. being a physio if players are lying about how they're feeling as
well. Yeah. Mm. Well, now they do have those monitors so they can track more easily.
It's like a lying monitor, something like that.
let's
put them through like a...
Are you injured? No.
Let's move on to the quiz time. But before we do, let's just remind our listeners that you can subscribe to us on SoundCloud. We haven't had
and Spotify
of course, and Apple Music. Haven't had any new subscribers on the SoundCloud since September, but it's probably because everyone's gone
since
on
September.
Probably because everyone's going on to Spotify to listen.
We
had a few likes, the most recent of which was on October the 6th.
That
was Stephen C. McIntyre 91. If you're out there, Stephen, why haven't you followed us yet? our last episode allegedly had 45 listens.
Don't doubt that.
So, and that you can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Excuse me. So it's just there's a cat causing issues here. Should we go move on to the quiz?
Yeah, go for it.
There isn't a jingle anymore, is there?
Oh Christ.
Christmas spin on it.
Oh yeah.
Sleigh bells.
Chink chink chink. Ding 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 ding.
I'll put the sleigh bells in. Otto's quiz time.
Thank you.
They're definitely sleigh bells.
Yeah.
Wow! Can you hear those reindeer on the rooftop? That was amazing. That must mean only one thing. All right, so I haven't got Christmas questions this year because I used to do the Christmas questions last year.
You used to
all of them.
Well, all the ones in like the article that I found with Christmas questions on it. So this year's going to be more like the year in review and one random question about Ryan Giggs. the first one is just kind of like some good old classic stats. We're going to power through and then you guys can tell me. So get ready to write down your guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready? This is 2020, not this so far this season.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay.
Whoa. Which player had the most goals?
Oh, no. Wait, in the Premier League.
In the world. Or?
Everywhere. In Premier League.
Oh, fucking hell.
Just power through him, guys.
Yeah, right.
Assists.
I didn't even think about it. Most assists.
Okay.
Dribbles completed.
Jordan Henderson, it's got to be.
Touches.
Oh, wait, I haven't done dribbles completed.
Yeah, right. I'll go back over them again. Passes completed.
Touches was one.
To be honest.
This is more of a speed round.
Oh. Tackles.
This is insane, mate. Hold on. What was the last one?
Passes completed.
Oh.
Passes.
Balls.
Distance covered.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And top speed.
Oh, I got told this the other day and I can't remember.
Covered was one.
Yeah, do you want me to go through them again?
Yes, please.
That was insane.
All right, goals, assists, chances created. You got one of those.
Yep.
Wait,
sorry. Don't do chances created. Chances created is the same as assists, obviously. So just leave that one out.
Well, it's the same player.
But it is. So it's a bit of a damp squib of a question. Goals, assists, dribbles completed, touches,
yep,
passes completed,
yep,
tackles,
yep,
distance covered, and top speed.
This is really difficult.
Yeah, it's really, really hard.
We want to give you some time.
I don't think time's going to help.
I've got mine.
I've got De Bruyne down for most of mine.
I'm really struggling with one of them.
Which one of them? Oh, they're probably going to win.
Distance covered. And they all just, they all run about a bunch, don't they?
Yeah, they
not
do.
Not the goalkeepers.
Yeah, Edison runs quite a lot.
Yeah, I'd say there are certain players who don't run about too much. Glenn Murray doesn't run about too much.
Which number was most touches?
Which number?
Yeah, I want to change mine, but I don't know which one it is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5, okay, great.
I'll tell you that one. It's not one you expect.
That's why I changed it. Not De Bruyne, then.
Oh, good idea.
Or is this one most touches is not the one you expect?
No, passes completed. Most touches is actually quite a good one. Quite one you'd expect.
Which number was most passes?
I'm going to start going through with the, with the answers
your,
now.
What's your source for this?
Sky Sports.
Oh, that changed it.
All right, goals.
Salah. I think
Salah?
Mohamed Salah, 23.
Oh, crap.
Oh, I should have said if you got the right number, I would give you an extra point, but it's too late now.
23.
All right. How many people put Salah?
I.
Huh?
Oh.
I think just me and Johnny.
Just you and Johnny. Nice one, guys.
Two legends.
Yeah.
What did you guys put?
I put Vardy as well, yeah.
He was the top goal scorer of last season.
Yeah. He's done well. Salah's done better this year, I guess.
Yeah. Assists?
Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin. Everyone put Kevin?
No, I didn't put Kevin.
Oh, who did you put?
Kim-min Son.
Oh. He's only really been assisting this season, hasn't he?
And all to Kane.
I Jasper? Kane's gone more.
Yeah, I got KDB.
All right, so Jasper, Johnny and Luke got that one.
Is it Kane to Son or Son to Kane?
Kane to Son every time.
Kane to Son, really?
Yeah, yes. Can I change mine to Kane?
Well, I mean... yeah. Dribbles completed.
Yeah, I got this wrong.
I put Robertson.
Traore, but then I realised he hasn't really played that much.
Traore would have got you, mate. Traore.
I know, I did. I put it.
Yeah. Oh. No, you did put it.
Yeah, I did put it.
Oh, nice.
Every time he does play, I know he gets... He fucking just dribbles everyone.
Wait, 136.
Can I ask, what actually counts as a dribble?
It's a good question.
Nobody knows that.
It's a movement beyond the player, I think. You running with
the... Does it actually beat your player, though?
I think you have to beat a player for it to be a dribble.
I put Henderson.
Maybe not.
What about when Son scored that goal? He only went past, one player.
No, he beat loads of players.
It would have been one dribble,
If he had...
If you get, a ball over the top... run onto the ball and score a goal. I don't think that counts as a dribble.
Maybe it's three touches.
I think it probably is something like that.
All right, okay. The next one was touches.
Henderson.
I put Henderson.
Yeah, I put Henderson.
This is another Kevin for me.
Henderson was the closest. Andrew Robertson.
Touches.
Surprising one.
But not the most runs. Dribbles.
Passes completed.
Henderson.
Alexander Arnold.
I've got Rodri.
Oh, Jasper, you smashed it, mate.
You got it.
Wow.
Jasper, legend. I didn't think anyone would get that.
That's huge. Thanks.
Can I get 2 points for that?
No.
No, fuck off.
Well, it's worth asking.
All right, tackles.
Fabinho tackles like no one else in the league.
Also, tackles. I really think it's quite surprising. The highest number of tackles in all of 2020 is 93 tackles. Really not many tackles happen.
That's three a game though, isn't it? That's quite a lot.
No, I just feel like they happen more often, but they don't. I put
Cody because he's been getting all this hype recently.
No. I got Fabinho as well.
I put Fernandinho.
Another slightly surprising one. Wan-Bissaka.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I cannot believe every single tackle is a slide tackle, and he makes every single one.
Yeah, he's incredible.
It's actually unbelievable.
All right, next one. Distance covered.
Henderson all the way. It's got to be.
I've got Robertson.
I've got Robertson.
No. James Ward-Prowse.
Oh, wow.
Plays every game in midfield.
Takes a lot of run-ups for free kicks as well.
Yeah.
All right, and the last one, top speed.
Virgil van Dijk.
Huh?
Traore?
That's probably
Traore. Traore.
Virgil van Dijk. Virgil van Dijk.
Johnny, who else put Traore?
I got Traore.
Nice. Do you know how fast?
Quick.
37.8 kilometres an hour.
Can we have it in miles per hour, please?
Yep.
Twenty-three point four miles an hour. Whoa, that's fast.
What speed is Bolt?
If he ran past your house, he'd be speeding.
Whoa!
Not your house, Johnny.
Oh, not my house.
Your house is 30. Your house? What? You're close.
You seem.
Well, I don't live there anymore, bro.
It's 1.8 miles an hour.
Virgil van Dijk was the fastest player in the Champions League in 2018.
Well, Traore doesn't play in it. Oh, he does play in the Champions League.
No, 2000.
No, he didn't play in the Champions League.
Oh, they're in the Europa League. Oh, yeah.
They're quicker in the Europa League.
Okay, now here's the random one about Ryan Giggs.
I didn't get any points in that one.
Oh, yeah, well, the quiz is still going. Don't worry, you've got time.
Okay.
This one's the closest to, so, you know, I'm going to have to get you guys to all write down your answers and no cheating, because otherwise people will play the game of doing one above. I know what you guys are like. All right, how many teammates did Ryan Giggs have throughout his whole career at Man United?
Is it what is the closest wins, is it?
Yeah, yeah, but I need you to write down your answers.
Okay, right.
Hmm. Is that whole squad?
I don't know. Teammates.
On the pitch with him?
Yeah, I think on the pitch of him. I think on the pitch of him.
I think it's on the pitch.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. It definitely is on the pitch. Because
so how many people has he played with, kind of? Like,
yeah. At Man United. All right, everyone write down your thing.
Oh.
All right, and give me your answer. Give me your answer. If you get it right to the exact number, I'll give you 10 points.
Wow.
Okay. 356.
399. I've got 386.
Oh, I said 100. Yeah, Luke smashed it.
155. Really?
Yeah, that's it. That seemed huge.
Yeah, you guys are.
I thought it'd be like 20 years of 8 players a year.
I was thinking more about like Ferguson and how many.
But 20 times 8 is nowhere near 400. So I don't know how I really got my number.
Well, that would have worked because that would have gotten 160.
That would have won you if you'd actually
done
the
math. Oh, no.
Instead, you just went for what? You just went for what 20 times 8 feels like it should answer, not what it actually answers.
Yeah. What did I say?
Okay, now we're going back to a bit more of a review of the year. Yeah, that was just a rag gigs bit thrown in. What did Birmingham City do after they sold 17-year-old Jude Bellingham to Borussia Dortmund in July?
As in, like, anything that they did.
You know.
Play some football.
Carry on in the championship without him.
There was a specific thing they did. There's a specific thing they did in response to him being sold to Borussia Dortmund.
Oh, I actually know this, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So if you know it, you know it. That's kind of how questions work.
Yeah. Do we just say an answer that we have?
Well, yeah, yeah. Give me your answers. Luke?
Did they buy his brother?
No, Thomas?
Tried to buy him back.
Jasper?
They retired his number.
Jasper and Johnny. Retired the number of a 17-year-old who'd only played for one season.
Yeah, but he's going to be a legend, so.
He is going to be a legend. He is in the Borussia Dortmund first team, to be fair.
Is he the one who might decide to play for Germany? Or is that somebody else?
We played him the other day.
Oh. I think he's British for him.
There is a kid who
he's,
is...
I think he's to... half German, but...
British
or he's
for him,
brought up in Germany or something like that.
Really?
Maybe it is him.
Alright.
Yeah.
Ajax recorded the biggest win in the Eredivisie... the biggest win in Eredivisie history in October when they beat VVV Venlo. What was the score?
So it's VVV and then Venlo.
Four V's.
Then give it.
Yeah, write it down and then give it. Although I kind of feel like you just get the answer right or not, surely.
I think closest wins.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you do that?
What about highest score wins? Because that's what I'm going for.
Highest correct score wins.
Okay.
So if you go over, about? It doesn't. So it's like you're playing like 21 or something.
If you go above, yeah.
You don't know what the number is that you're going for.
One above and you're wrong.
One above and you're best.
It's like Peruda.
Right. Should we give our answers then?
Yeah, if I give your answers.
14-0.
All right, Jasper.
13-0.
Johnny?
I've fucking gone bust, haven't I?
17-0.
12-1.
Ooh, Jasper, some bang on the money, 13-0.
I thought, as soon as I wrote 14, I was like, is it 13 though? And it was.
Yeah, but you're as bad as me, Luke.
Yeah, sure. Right, so you know how there's a lot of focus on the the French league as being the Farmers League? I think the title should maybe be moved to Italy because Juventus have won the Serie A title how many times in a row?
Good question.
9. 10.
9. 10. 12. 12.
7.
13 times.
Really?
What?
Oh. Wow.
Johnny
same
gets
as the highest score in the Eredivisie.
Coincidence? I think no. I would now like to request that Thomas, you let me just share my screen. I don't actually need to share my screen, I just need to share my sound, but it's the same thing.
How do I do that?
Security, and then just allow participants to share screen.
Are we going to have official description for the listeners at home?
I think he's going to play a sound.
Hear it.
Oh,
play
right.
Well, I edit this bit out.
Have you got it? Have you managed to... Security at the bottom of the thing? Next to participants and stuff.
Allow participants to share screen.
Yeah, that's what I do that.
Is it? It should be ticked. Is it ticked?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Oh, okay.
But I actually just want to share my sound. Okay, so why? Wait, let me remember how I word this question. Yeah, why was this song pushed back into the charts this year due to a historic football moment for a certain nation? All right, give me a sec. I'll play the song. Can you hear it? You can hear that.
Yeah, we can hear
that. Is that all we're getting?
Cool. No. That's all you need. Why was that song pushed back into the charts this year?
Pushed back into the charts in which country?
Oh.
But not in our, not here though. It was in the country. That's what you mean. Okay.
Why was it pushed back into the charts?
The country or the reason why, or are they interlinked?
The song.
Because the son of who wrote it scored a lot of goals.
Yeah. Right.
Because a very good player for their country.
Maybe this question was too hard.
Called Nicholas Boogie.
Oh, it's definitely a you know or you don't know.
Scored a hat trick.
That's a good one.
Luke?
Is it anything to do with the people who sing that song?
No. Is that your answer?
Your answer is a question.
Funny if I have no
Just
the players all sang it when they scored a goal in celebration.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. They prepared it beforehand.
Jasper,
a manager made a reference to it in a press conference, and then the players did a dance or sang
That's
it. Yeah.
Two things.
Yeah, they're intertwined.
I think Luke's going to get the point for that one. Wait, I'll share my sound again, and you can hear what. Oh wait, you can actually hear this bit. Where's the bit? Yeah, here that is the sound of Scotland celebrating their qualification for the Euros for the first time.
They were number one in the Scotland charts.
Well, I think I actually got back into the charts in the UK, just like across the UK. I think in England as well. Because that video just went viral.
Never saw it. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the end of the quiz.
Brilliant.
Oh.
So Luke got the points for that one. Nice work, Luke.
What's the standings on the quiz?
Well, I need to count up all the things. Give me a sec. You guys talk about something else.
In the meantime, Jasper, do you want to talk about what's gone wrong for Sheffield United?
Yeah, I'd love to. Just as a starting point, I think I was the only one to have put them in the relegation zone for the end of the season. Everyone else had them really high up in the middle of the table or something. So I probably should get another point for that. Is the league table, do we get more points at the end of the year for correct positions or anything like that? Or is it
Thomas, you didn't get a single point in the whole quiz today.
Yes, this isolation, you know, it's really affecting me badly.
Jasper, no, the predictions weren't part of the quiz. The predictions were Thomas's own thing to then calculate where our average position was.
I mean, maybe come the end of the season, there could be some points given.
Well, I don't really want to step on your toes.
Well, I mean, is that because you know that you're not going to get very many points?
Well, I'm not in the quiz. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, then you're definitely not going to do very well. You're going to be way behind.
I know the answers every week, so it'd be a bit unfair.
Jasper, you put them to go down. Nobody else did. Also, can I just remind listeners that you put Cardiff to go down and they're not even in the league?
Well, the end result's the same, isn't it? Being the championship.
Well, unless they get relegated from
or promoted.
I've got the quiz standing so far. Has it been a big old fucking turnaround? I'll tell you what. After battling for top spot for many, many months and years, Thomas is now in last place on 74.
Yes, come on.
It's a Christmas miracle.
What happened?
And Thomas is, I think Thomas might be the only person who's never missed a quiz either, so he's got no excuse.
I was second for a long time.
You were, but you're the mightier four of them. Luke, 77, thinking about you. Aguero, big old fat face.
How many points have I got?
74, mate.
Oh, yikes, would hate to be down there, mate.
Then, second and first place are 87 and 89 points.
Bloody hell.
First place is the J... Wait, which one is it? The J Doggy Dog. And the J Star is behind on 87.
Which one's which?
You're the J Doggy Dog.
We think we know that.
We always used to vie for J Star, but I guess Jasper has taken it.
That's the real win.
I think that's the first time it's been confirmed.
Breaking news.
Oh, shit. So yes. I'm losing the quiz and the name.
No, you're winning the quiz.
I'll take that over the name.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, there we go. Big old. It's a crazy game, this quiz.
My Reddit username is the J Star, but I guess I'll have to change it.
I still stand. You once did the quiz when I wasn't there, and there were like 20 points up for grabs. That's really weird.
No, I think you weren't there for the taller or shorter than Peter Crouch found. That was a real point winner.
Didn't fantasy football propel Johnny into first place?
Yeah, but that's pure skill, Luke. So no complaints there.
Sorry, was I supposed to respond to that?
No.
Just no one could question that.
No one could complain.
The fact, isn't it?
Jasper, did you speak about Chris Wilder?
I didn't get into the why, which.
Just got
I think their average team, average manager, and the initial pumped up boost of get stuck in and oh, we'll put three at the back and one will run forward. Predictable now.
Oh,
the
yeah,
players have realised.
Every team's done it. Every team's gone through that.
The teams know what they're going to do. Bunch of average players with soulless characters and. Yeah, they're just an awful, awful team. And they're getting what's been coming to them for a while.
Okay.
Unlike Wednesday, who, yes, we're second bottom. But it was because of the points deduction, and Tony Pulis is going to save us. So yeah, it's all good.
Otto, while we're sticking with the bottom, actually, where are Fulham in the league?
Third bottom. Only because Burnley fucking beat whoever they beat.
But Klopp, Jürgen Klopp said that Fulham are a good-looking team with a good-looking manager.
They are. All of those things. Well, I don't rate Scott Parker, to be honest. I think Scott Parker's whack. But our team is sick.
But you don't think he's good-looking?
He's all right-looking.
But he's quite well-dressed.
He's got quite a shiny face, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's quite well-dressed. I don't think he's... I wouldn't... He's not my type.
I think he's overdressed.
Yeah, okay, you're entitled to that, I think.
Is there something people could tweet us about?
Nope.
If you tweet us about that, we'll be so mad.
Block you. We'll block
you. All our followers on you. We'll dox you and then kill you.
I'm running out of things to talk about, so...
Do we still play sign, sell...
Sex.
No, it's sex, sign, sell.
You could do that with the Fulham front three, for sure.
Well, you were just talking about Scott Parker being good looking, so...
Oh, yeah, it's Scott Parker. Scott Parker, Mitrovic, and Lookman.
Hang on, are we signing Scott Parker to play for us or to manage us?
Yeah, to play.
To play?
You decide. No, to manage. No, to play. If Scott Parker in his prime.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
No, a bit past his prime. Bit past his prime.
He's player of the year.
He's more of a fine wine, wasn't he? He was never a good-looking player.
No, it's true. Although he tucked his shirt and everyone liked him for that.
I'm going to sign Scott Parker to play for me in midfield because he gives his all.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell Mitrovic because I think I wouldn't want to go to bed with him.
You go to bed with Ademola Lookman. He's not a bad looking chap.
I think, yeah.
I would sign Mitrovic. I would... sex Scott Parker and I would sell Lookman due to that penalty he took earlier in the year, the Panenka last minute. Yeah, the worst penalty I've ever seen, maybe.
I don't really know Lookman, so I'll probably choose sex with him to be a bit of a
you like the unknown,
bit of a surprise starting time. And then I think you got to sign Scotty P.
Yeah, you got to sign him.
Because if he's in his prime, then that's the time.
His prime is never that prime.
You got player of the year, mate.
Got player of the year.
He was in England as well.
That was just because he's English.
He was good for England,
though. Sell Mitrovic,
he played for England because he was English.
No. That is also true, but I mean, he just got player of the year because he's English.
He was good for England. He would throw himself at anything.
Yeah, he would.
Luke?
Mitrovic, he's not been getting played much recently, has he?
No, he hasn't.
He's getting sold, isn't he? Then Lookman's quite good, isn't he?
Yeah, Lookman's good.
Maybe I'll sign him. And then
Good idea.
Sex with Scotty P.
Okay. Hey, why are you assuming he's not going to sex with Mitrovic?
Because he said he's going to sell him.
Okay. Any gossip?
Oh, there's been a new signing of the J Doggy Dog is going to sign to Ben Whitesell's five-side team.
No way.
Big deal.
What's the transfer fee?
I ran down my contract at the last minute. It's a free.
Who are you going to be playing with? Who else plays on this five-side team?
His girlfriend's brothers. And Tom Hicks is in goal.
He's a good goalie.
He always. I hope you're not listening, Tom Hicks. But in a lot of school games, he would have an error in him.
Oh. Well, I thought you were
not going to say something like he's got like a wonky, like, I don't know, like it wasn't like that brutal. To
no, I'm just saying, yeah, good keeper, good shot stopper, but some of the decision making.
I don't think. Look, I mean,
games, Johnny, you'll find out for yourself.
Five aside, you just need shot stopping anyway.
He used to play for the top of the league, but got bored. So came to the lower team.
That he isn't here to defend himself, you know.
So do you think just like one time after a match he was just like he played these guys and they were like, I'm a bit bored, you guys are pretty shit defending, can I come join you guys?
I think that's pretty much what happened, yeah.
Wow. I don't know what Tom Hicks, but obviously he's not here to, we can't defend verify himself. That story, so
we don't want to get into the Patrice Evra.
Yeah,
allegedly has a mistake in it every week.
do you know Kurt Zuma's middle name?
Save it for the quiz, mate.
Zuma.
I don't know if points should be available for this, but
Thomas.
No.
Kurt Zuma.
No.
Kurt.
It's Happy.
Wow, that's nice. Really? Yeah.
Kurt Happy Zuma.
Yeah.
Happy Zuma sounds like a sort of new insult, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
That's it?
Does it?
Well, because there's the boomer, isn't there? And then there's Zuma.
Yeah, boomer's not an insult.
Yeah, but when you're okay boomer.
Boomer's an insult.
If you say okay boomer.
Okay, okay Zuma.
If you call me a boomer, okay, I'm not
happy Zuma.
I tell you what we need to do. It's a couple of Christmas simulations. If you could just stop with that wrapping paper, please. Jesus Christ. I don't know if you guys can hear that. If you can.
It's all I can hear. It's all I can hear.
Jeez. Johnny says it's all he can hear. All right. Gareth Bale scored. Gareth Bale scored.
On the League Cup.
Yep. Okay. So, Boxing Day, exciting fixtures.
Leicester Man U.
Luke, go ahead.
I think I'm going to end up simulating with my heart because the vibes have been good recently, but they can go south pretty quickly.
And who are they playing?
It's Leicester Man U.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Are we done simulating?
Yeah, you go for it, mate.
what were you waiting for?
You know what? Bloody 3-3.
3-3.
Wow, that's huge.
Vardy hat trick.
Couple of goals for Vardy. It's unclear who gets the other one for them. Maybe it's an own goal, actually.
it's clouded.
Yeah. and then. Oh, I don't even know who's going to be playing for Man U.
McTominay hat-trick, probably.
Because they're playing today, Man U. They're playing Everton today.
They're going to be tired.
Mm. Yeah, that's bad.
Anyone want to do Arsenal-Chelsea?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect.
3-0 Chelsea.
Whoa.
Wow. And Arteta to be sacked following the
game.
I haven't just seen the game. I've seen past the game there.
Wow. How long did you see?
Significance of
the game. I didn't plan to. It just came to me.
When's the vaccine going to be rolled out?
Now we don't get into politics.
All right. Oh, good game on the 28th of December. Everton against Man City. That could be good. There's just too many fixtures. It's just chaos.
That is insane.
There are too many fixtures.
That's always what it's like around Christmas. It's a crazy, crazy time.
Man City,
they have a day off.
Yeah. Well, they're playing on the 26th, and then they're playing on the 28th. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Is that legal? Should that be legal?
Are they still doing the Christmas break? The winter break, I mean. In February, whenever it was. Because that's the other thing. It's been this hectic since they've started, pretty much.
Yeah.
Chaos.
Want to see my finished masterpiece?
Yeah.
Are you using baking paper?
it's wrapping paper. But there you go. That's my finished masterpiece.
That's good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Update on the new rules, cool or not cool front. How do you feel about the 9 subs? 9 subs.
Nine subs? Oh, is it
seven?
Nine,
no,
on your nine.
Pointless.
Doesn't do anything.
It's a stupid compromise that is not a compromise.
Not cool?
Not cool.
I don't mind the three subs rule, though, so it's like...
No, but you can right. You can have now at nine on the bench now, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know, but yeah.
It's just weird because they said the problem with having more subs is it benefits the big teams, which is true. But also giving the big teams more subs benefits the big teams because the small teams don't have any good enough players.
Is it like a bizarre compromise?
Yeah, it's just like it's still benefiting the big teams and everyone's still going to be injured.
But not even massively. It's not like...
No, it's not
big
massive.
Teams will often be like, oh, we can't put whoever on the bench that they'd actually bring on.
Yeah. I don't know, like Liverpool's bench.
Seems a bit meaningless. Know. Like, I guess it means the only thing I'll do is like sometimes a team might have a chance to give some player some game time if they're thrashing someone else, I guess.
Seems weird. Not cool then. Not cool.
Not cool.
I'm going to have to go put my fish pie in the oven.
Cool.
Must be a pretty big person. How are you feeding all like 9 people in your house?
7.
That's a pretty big fish pie, isn't it?
It's a monster, yeah.
That's exciting.
Well, Jacob doesn't like fish pie, so I've made he's got some little fish cakes that Julia's made.
Oh, that's nice. Cute.
Yeah.
If you ordered my turkey, that'd be enough to feed you all.
Yeah.
Hopefully the fish pie will be enough for tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just say thank you and goodbye to our panel. Otto _ Wolf, Jasper Kawaja, Jay Doggy Dog, and Luke Stamper.
3, 2, 1. Thank you
and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye.
Yes.
Cool. We don't get an individual one anymore. It's a bit
fish
pie is in a rush.
I mean, I don't have to end the meeting for all. I can just end it for myself.
Well, it always goes to pot when we leave.
Yeah, we just start rioting.
Okay.
You're the one recording as well. Remember to stop recording.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, we'll have to have a post-Christmas pod as well, you know?
A New Year's pod.
A New Year's pod. Oh, yeah, does anyone have any good ideas for what this pod should be called? You know, something festive, like a pun?
Football.
Jingle.
Merry football.
Well, we can think about this not on air, can't we? Afterwards,
something is coming to town.
Well, imagine how good
the Patreon listeners can get to hear this because this is the brains behind
the birthing of a genius idea.
The birthing, and it's thank you and goodbye from me. Goodbye.